সেদিন কর্মী আর ভক্ত
Bhakti has no desires to fulfill, whereas the karmi has unlimited desires to fulfill.
Bhakti desires to carry out the order of Krishna, and the karmi is interested in satisfying himself, vacation of the senses.
Karmi is also working, and Bhakti is also working. Then what is the difference?
One's working for his own sense satisfaction and the other's working for the sense satisfaction of Krishna.
Mentality?
Devotee is peaceful. I mean, you're never peaceful.
For me, it's like I began this Krishna consciousness business with 40 rupees. In New York. Now, say within 8 or 10 years, we have got 40 crores. But where is the Kurmi who started his business with 40 rupees and with 10 in his 8 years has got 40 crores?
Therefore, the difference is the Kurmi is less successful.
But Bhakta is never unsuccessful.
His results are temporary, our results are eternal.
Yes. It means, just like this house we have got for a kurmi to invest so much money, it will take 50 years. And we got it offered by someone.
Nobody's going to come up to a Kami and give him 600,000.
To acquire $600,000 for a Kurmi, it will live 600 years. For a Bhakta, somebody come, take it.
Why we all have so many watches. They notice everyone in our society has watches.
They haven't got karmis?
Some of them do.
Yeah. What is the idea? The asking question? We do not have watches. We have live without watches? And what?
Well, they usually say that we're so... Why, if we're supposed to be spiritualists, then why do we have so many cars? Why do we have so many watches? Why do we have so many different things that they can see there within the temple?
Yes. We acquire them without any effort. We are not after these things. But Krishna says, you take so many cars, so many watches, so many houses for propagating Krishna consciousness. Why shall I refuse it?
Simply we are preaching and everything comes.
Everything necessary, yes. Whatever is necessary will come. Krishna will supply. For us there is no such distinction as material and spiritual, because this material, so-called material, that is God's creation. When it is used for God, that is spiritual. Who has created this tree? You have created, any man has created this thing. Who has created?
Krishna.
So when it is used for Krishna, just like these rascals do not know, they wanted to use it for themselves. It is, ugly, no fruit, devastated. And when you see in your Bombay, we have got so many coconut, how beautiful it is with fruits and leaves. Because we use it for Krishna. Nidra bhaya, bhaya. They have got fear. The coconut will fall down on it. And they make it ugly.
They
kill children. We are training children how they are offering obeisances. We do not kill, we beg them, Krishna consciousness. So our activity is all spiritual. Afraid of population, we say, create any number of population, but make them Krishna conscious. That is our restriction. That if you cannot make your children Krishna conscious, then don't begin. And if you can do that, then 100 children can begin. This is our we say that if you cannot create Krishna conscious child, don't become father and mother. And if you can produce Krishna conscious children, you become father and mother of 100 such children.
Cowies are always in anxiety about something or other.
Huh?
The cowies, they're always fearing something.
Yes.
Well, they think that if the population increases at the rate that it's going now...
Then whatever they think, we say increase any number of populations, but make them to suffer. That is our thing. We are not afraid of population. They are rascals, they are thinking that they will feed people. We don't think so. We know Krishna is. But if he's a rascal, we don't want to feed the rascals. We want to feed the devotees.
Population increases the way that it is.
Let
now.
Them increase, we don't care for it. We can maintain any number of population. Let them come and become Krishna conscious. We are not afraid.
It appears from the Krishna book that there were many billions of people more on this planet when Krishna was here than there is now. Mm-hmm. And they had no problems then.
And not only that, we have got from history, they were begetting hundreds of children. There was no scarcity of food. And who is begetting now 100 children? One or two or at most 8, 10. Wrong theory, population increasing. Rascal's theory.
It's just that they don't know how to manage nicely.
Huh?
They don't know how to manage nicely.
Yeah. There are so much land vacant all over the world. Australia, Africa, America.
Why would someone who is not Krishna conscious have 100 children, though?
Hmm?
Why is someone who is not Krishna conscious have 100 children? For example, why would someone like Dhritarashtra, who is not particularly Krishna conscious?
No, he was Krishna conscious. There's everyone else.
There's only a certain amount of grain, there's only a certain amount of water.
Hmm?
There's some theories where they think that there's only
that
a certain amount of grain.
There's so much water.
So therefore, if we don't work to conserve it, then everyone will starve.
First of all, you produce it, then comes that. These rascals, do they produce water? Why is ancestors to conserve it? It is not his production. That is rascal. He has taken from some other sources. Now he wants to conserve it. He does not think that I did not produce it. It has come to me.
Well, they don't know how it's produced, so what's there they're going to have to save, because they're not certain that there'll be any more supply.
Sense it. If I am not produced, happen. Even if I conserve, the supply may be stopped. Because there is no control of me. Suppose you have got some water. How long it will be conserved? The water supply is stopped. Now suppose this is the ocean, there is enough water. But if Krishna desires it, it will be dried up. Then where will you get water? So what is the meaning of your conserving?
Right.
Enormous. Why should we bother about conserving? We should be Krishna conscious. That is our thing. The child is born, immediately there is milk in the breast of the mother. And 1 minute before there is no milk. There is no milk. And just the child is born immediately. Who supplies the milk? Does not see that eko jo bahunam vidudhati kama, that one supreme is supplying all the necessities of the others. So our duty is only to become Krishna conscious. Other things will be supplied by Krishna.
Example that if God is supplying, then why did He supply the underprivileged countries? Whereas just like in some places like India, people are starving. So why doesn't He supply places
who
like that?
Who says India is starving? You are saying. I am Indian, I don't say. You are false propaganda. India is starving.
Bangladesh, they are.
I was in Bangladesh also, they're not starving.
Nobody is starving. This is all propaganda.
This
propaganda, I know. In your country, there are so many foundations. There are so many false organizations. They, under the name of India, they draw the money and take it. I've seen it. They have got arrangement with the trustees of the fund, and with some propaganda, they draw money. And there's a divide, the trustees and the organizers. I've seen it.
Places like Africa, such as Biafra, where they have
there are countries that is not, they are not opulent or affluent as you are, but that doesn't mean they're starving.
Well, they show so many cases of children with malnutrition, and there's so many thousands of people are dying every week in
so
certain areas.
You have got here so many hippies that malnutrition. They have got enough food, why they are malnutrition? What is this? Another?
That's not actually a very good argument of theirs anyway, because here in America they were found to be dumping excess grains in the ocean, excess milk they give to the pig farms, like that.
Mismanagement. This, of course, nature's way, sometimes something is produced in large quantity, sometimes less quantity. Therefore, the arrangement should be where there is less quantity, the large quantity production should be distributed. But they will throw into the ocean. Still, they will not supply to the country where there is less production.
It would seem that if money was not the means of exchange, this would not go on. Because then they would trade even excess food for other things that they require.
To simply limit the supply so that they can sell things for higher prices.
It's hard to split so they try something else.
No, here the American policy, the Western policy, that if the people get easily food, they will not come to work in the industry. That is their policy. Mm. If they get cheap food, then they won't work. That is human nature.
That's very interesting.
Eh?
That's very interesting.
Yeah. See, they want to keep them starving or in want, so they will come and produce and make the capitalists rich. This is it. Not an idea, but...
Conspiracy.
I think in here, in Hawaii, they set fire to the huts, cottages. They're living in cottages. The government set fire. So they may be without home and come to work. Do you know that? Yes? You know that?
No.
In Hawaii?
They simply let people live in these buildings, boxes. They don't want to let people live on the land. See, the government comes and they have so many health rules and regulations that if someone has a little hut, they will not let him stay there. They will divide some meat.
They set fire. Let them become without home, then they will work for nice home.
There were so many mangoes here that were dropping to the ground, and they got rid of some of the mango trees because they said that the people were stopping on the side of the road picking up the mangoes. It was causing a traffic hazard.
Causing what is that?
They're causing traffic disturbance.
Huh.
So therefore they took away all of the mango trees. There were much more mango trees in Hawaii than there are now. So anyone could go and take mangoes off the ground.
They don't want natural people.
That's a corruption of something.
Trying to introduce plain living, high thinking. The modern leaders, they don't want it.
We're a threat to the society.
Their policy is high living, and poor thing. You live in skyscraper, but don't care for what you are going to eat next life, other cat and dog, never mind. Now live in skyscraper. Poor thing. High living, poor thing. No, that now I'm living in the skyscraper building on the 25th story, and next life I'm going to be cockroaches here. He doesn't know that. He doesn't inquire where from the cockroaches coming. He has got attachment for this 24th story, so but he's working so that he'll become a cockroach. So Krishna will give him chance, all right, live in the 24th story as cockroach. And then he will be again killed by some, what is called?
Tenants. Exterminator?
Yeah. That he does not know. Therefore, poor thinking. He's thinking that I shall perpetually live here. But one day death will come, get out. Become a cockroach. What will you do? What do you do? What power you have? Nature, it is said, that he'll come. Mittu sarva harasya. Now everything finished. Get out and become a cockroach. How will the scientists can stop it?
You said that tree that stands in the back garden of the house we used to live in Melbourne, that was the former owner of the house.
Yeah.
Sinners are so dull that if you give them the proposition...
Therefore, I say poor thinking. High living, poor thinking. He doesn't know what is what. They think this motor car and 25th story living will continue.
So not even a peaceful condition to live
in. Whatever it may be, supposing it is good, but he does not think how shall I live in this way. And next time I may be cats and dogs and cockroaches. What I am doing for that? Therefore the event. No, there is no next time. Because it is horrible for them.
Most of the karmis think that if you believe in the law of karma, it applies to you. Mm-hmm. And if you do not, most of them think that if you believe in the law of karma, it applies to you.
Oh, yeah, when it is law, you believe or not, we will rascally, it will be affected if it is a law. You believe, I don't believe if I commit theft, I shall not be punished. So what is your belief? As soon as you commit theft, you will be punished. You believe or not believe. That is law. What is the value of your belief? A rascal may believe that I am not going to be an old man. I shall remain young man. Believe or not believe, must become old man. What is the value of your belief? Trust no future. So believe or not believe, there is future. What is the value of your belief? Who are you? You have complete control. Here the law is kept to the right. You don't believe. Why shall I keep to the right? I shall go to the left. Immediately you will be punished. Just believe and do wrong way. See, there is a, immediately there is a ticket. So what is the value of your belief? The law is law. Ignorance is no excuse for law. You have committed something wrong, and in the court, you are going to be punished. If you say in the court, sir, I did not know you are committing this act, I will have to be punished. But the law is not excuse. Does not matter. You are ignorant that you do not believe, it does not matter. You must go. That is the law. All foolishness. They believe, I think, it may be, this is ours. This is their proposition. It may be, I think, I believe. What is the value of this? And everywhere you find all these philosophers, scientists, they talk like this nonsense. I believe. It may be believe in the words of Krishna, but he believes himself. You see, Krishna says this is this, that he doesn't believe. But he has become more than Krishna, he believes something. That's correct. This is his position. Mura. Of Krishna, who is worshipped by everyone. He believes in your conviction. I believe. So what you are, first of all, consider in comparison to Krishna?
Nothing.
Still he believes his own conviction. You don't believe Krishna.
Well, everyone feels he's the center of everything.
That he's not. That is another foolishness. Even in this state, I am not center. I cannot do whatever I like. I have to believe the law. There is law. That is sanity. And if he says, I am the center, I am the monarch of all I serve, that is foolishness. He believes in his foolishness, that's all.
Mm.
If I think I am the monarch of Hawaii, is that belief correct? I am the center of everything. I am moving the sun. This rascal's meditation is like that. I am moving the sun. I am moving the moon. The meditation.
I once had a boy tell me on the street, he said, yes, I am the center of the universe. He said, we're the center.
So this belief, elect, nonsense belief, madman's belief.
People say, well, it's my life, this is my life.
People in general, they're all the same. Don't mean lot of people are one.
When someone moves to another country, then it's very natural that they go and find out from the authorities what the laws of the country are. Yet when they're here, they don't bother to find out what the natural laws are and how to act as a human being. They just disregard it.
He must know how things are going on. That is knowledge. Created, above, I am the center, whatever I believe, that's all right. There's so many rascal philosophers, everybody says I believe, and they have different views.
If they're mentally satisfied, they think that's the ultimate.
No man, there's no such thing, I believe. Immediately. What Krishna said, that's correct. What I mean, I am a nonsense, yet I've got four defects in my life. Illusion, mistake, cheating, insufficiency. What is the meaning of my belief? A cheater says, I believe, I have to accept. If I know that he's a cheat. Okay, the public, by misleading them, they have gone to moon. People believe. Sell tickets for going to moon. Now what they are doing is the tickets. You know, the Pan American sold tickets for going to the moon. You do not know? They sold tickets. Because in your country you have got enough money, any kind of cheating can draw money.
Tickets to go to the moon?
Not now, they sold in the beginning. They were so hopeful, now we shall go to the moon. And probably, why they let me? Oh, scientific advance, and there, we can go to the moon. So I've got money, why not purchase a ticket? I said, go to the moon. There are many persons in your country very easily pay $50,000 for purchasing a ticket to go. It is not difficult.
It's like Ravana's promise of being able to go to the heavenly planets by climbing up the staircase.
Yes. I believed in the words of Shastra. Even I am not a scientist, still I say it is all chance. And it has proved chance. I do not say that I am better than the scientist. No. But on the words of Shastra, I say this is child. They will never be able to go. The Americans who are here, mostly they are tourists.
Oh, yes.
They are not residents.
Some are retired, I believe.
Some. Otherwise, they are tourists.
Yes.